getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, greetings one and all, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anybody else who happens to be listening to the great old-time music for the next hour here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Each week, we bring you all the great old-time polka to waltz music from, well, all over the world, really, any place we can find it. All the records on our show are actually records. All the songs come from actual phonograph records here on the show. That's why it's your old-time oldies show, and a great big pile of records to get through today, so we're going to get right to that. Our show brought to you by A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll tell you more about that as we get into the program. Let's just kick it off with some tunes today. Let's get right to it with Ray Henry and his orchestra. Here's the Cocktail Polka. Well, there's a great record to clearly demonstrate that, yes, these records are all coming off of phonograph records, because that one started out a little on the fuzzy side, and it wasn't even a Cousin Fuzzy record there. Ray Henry and his orchestra and the Cocktail Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You know, I really do try to clean these records before we play them in the show, but sometimes one will sneak by me without getting tidied up quite as good as it should. So, all right, well, let's press our luck, because I didn't get this one dusted off yet either. Here's the Itchy Kitchy Koo Oberic by Ray Budzilek and the Boys in the Band. Thank you. we go. Ray Budzelik and the boys in the band, the Itchy Kitchy Koo O'Barrick, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, you know, normally we don't play that many scratchy records on the show, especially two in a row like that. But, you know, that's kind of the way it happened to work out today. So if you're joining us for the very first time, don't be thinking, wow, all they do is play scratchy old records. Because they're not real. I promise, they're not all really that scratchy. But that's the way it goes sometimes, I'm telling you. So we'll just press on. Hopefully this one's not quite so fuzzy, especially starting out here. We have Oompa Town's Finest up next on Pleasant Peasant Records, always one of my favorite old-time record labels. Here's Katrina. We go, Katrina. That is Oompa Town's Finest here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Amazing how that works. We should make them the house band. Anyway, playing all your great old-time classics here on the show like we do each and every week. I want to remind you of several things. First of all, that you can always reach the Oompa Hour via email, and it's a pretty simple email address. It's just oompahour@mail.com. And we love to find requests for you, or if you have a dedication or you want some information about a record we played or whatever. You just want to write us a note and tell us we're crazy. You can do that too. But email is the way, oompahour@mail.com. Also, feel free to like us on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And that is where you will find us. We have the Art Perko Orchestra on the way here in just a minute. Want to tell you about A World of Accordions Museum. Because if you dig accordion and concertina and music history and a lot of heritage going way back, this is a place you want to stop. You want to make this a destination location, really. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, and it's a beautiful area right on Lake Superior. And you got the whole North Shore and beautiful campgrounds, waterfalls in the area. A lot of things to do. And you want to make this a stop. It's at the Harrington Arts Center on Belknap Street, right in Superior, Wisconsin. More than 1,000 accordions on display from all sorts of eras and styles and types and old and not so old. And it's mind-boggling is what it is. You can look at it online if you go to museum.accordionworld.org. They have some photos and some information if you'd like to contact them. They're only open a couple of days a week, so you want to check with them if you're heading there specifically to visit with them. And you can give them a call at 715-395-2787. And, of course, that number and a ton of additional information is at their website, museum.accordionworld.com. Check it out, a world of accordions museum. They're on Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. Check it out, all right? All right, back to the music. I promised you one coming up here from the Art Perko Orchestra. Here's Corrida number one.
It's been a long and lonely, lonely year since the last time I saw you, my dear. Do you remember when I said my surrender? I said I'd always love you endlessly. I'm wrong, and for that it's so long. Take care, my darling, I hope to see you round.
The Art Perko Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour and Corrida number one as we continue to play all our great old-time records, some of my favorites, some of your favorites, some we don't even know if they're anybody's favorites, but we don't care because they went to the trouble to make a record. We're going to go to the trouble to play it for you is kind of the philosophy on this show. And, you know, last week, I think we actually managed to get in like one more tune than we usually do because I didn't talk so darn much. So we'll see. Well, okay, I'm not going to promise we're going to pull that off again this week, but let's give it a try, shall we? Let's go to the Long Island Silvertones now, and here's the Marina Polka.
Marina, Marina, Marina. Fighter, fighter. Fighter, 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 fighter. Fighter, 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 fighter. Jesteś jedyna, moja Marina, bo ciebie dawno zna. Jesteś jedyna, moja Marina, bo ciebie dawno zna. Jesteś Jedina moja Marina, pođem ja davno na. Jesteš jedina moja Marina, pođem ja davno na. Fajna, 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 fajna. Jesteš jedina moja Marina, ojče mi je davno zna. Jesteš jedina moja Marina, ojče mi je davno zna. Jesteš jedina moja Marina, ojče mi je davno zna. Jesteš jedina moja Marina, ojče mi je davno zna.
You have the Long Island Silvertones here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And that is the Marina Polka. And I was just working my way through the records here. And you know, you can tell that I've had a lot of these records put away for a really long time. And I do the show kind of with very little organization. Granted, I found all the Christmas records for the holiday show there, you know. And I try to kind of organize a little bit, but it just doesn't work out. Now we are we're in the second week of April by my look at the calendar here. And back in like the second week of March, we had St. Patrick's Day. And I don't have any Irish polkas. There must be Irish polkas, doesn't it? I mean, I know there's jigs and whatnot. There must be. I don't know if there is or not. But, you know, a few weeks ago we had Little Wally. I can't remember the song, but he was singing in German, which is highly unusual because he's like the Polish polka king. And I was going through the records today, and I just came across Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys doing When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. I usually play the other side of this record when this 45 comes around, and I probably played it 6 months ago or a year ago and didn't even think about it. But now that we're just past St. Patrick's Day last month and I stumbled on this record, and I've got to play this. And it's listed on here as being a waltz, so feel free to waltz if you like. Here's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys in a belated Happy St. Patrick's Day. Here's their version of When Irish Eyes Are Smiling.
Smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, for they seal your heart away. the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's stealing your heart away.
Man, I'm telling you, little Wally just about pulled off an Irish tenor, didn't he? That was amazing. Now, what are the odds that I'm going to remember that I, A, have that record, and B, where I'll find it when St. Patrick's Day comes around next year? We all know the odds are not real good if you're a regular listener to this show, because things just keep on flying right by in a totally unorganized way, and that's kind of the way we like it here at the Oompa Hour. Well, as long as we're pushing our luck this week, we push our luck every week. Who am I kidding? I always love it when I can play a record where I can't just pronounce anything, really, on the record label, but that's no reason to skip over a perfectly good record. This says it's a Serbo-Croatian record. We don't get enough of those here on the show. One of the reasons is the records I have, I can't read what it says on them, so I tend to skip over them, which, you know, is not very nice. It says the song is called A Kolo. It's Johnny Krasanik and his Marjan Recording Artists. So I'll just play it and we'll let you figure it out from there. You, but I could visualize people twirling around and having a pretty good time with that one here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show as we keep spinning all these great old-time records for you like we do each and every week. And again, a reminder, you can always get in touch with us via email at oompahour@mail.com. And it's also be a swell idea if you would contact wherever it is that you're listening to our program, whether you're listening to a web stream or you're listening to a radio station, and let them know that you're listening to the show and that you're digging it, because they really appreciate that. They do. All right, let's get to something a little more standard. We have had a lot of bizarre and kind of experimental records in this show today. Let's get back to a few more standards, shall we? How about the Six Fat Dutchmen everybody can sing along with? There is a tavern in the town. you have Six Fat Dutchmen. There is a tavern in the town here on your old-time oldie show. It's Tim Zumpa Hour. You know, just about every town, no matter how little it is, there's usually a tavern there. Is there a difference between a tavern and a bar? I think not. But you know what's weird is I can remember when I was in grade school, probably, you know, like in the middle 60s, I'm sure that in music class, we learned to sing, "There is a tavern in the town." I'm sure that was in the book. And you would not do that today. They would never allow a bunch of elementary school kids to sing "There is a tavern in the town," would they? I'm pretty sure not. All right, this next record now, I'm pretty sure we played both sides of this many months ago, but it's such a fun thing. And it's on JJ Records. It was Lil Wally's record label. They had an all-girl polka band, and of course they were the Powder Puffs Orchestra, because that would just make sense. And I have this 45, and I'm sure over the months we've played both sides of it, but I do have the entire album, and I don't have it here in the studio with me, so we're not going to hear a different song off of it. But I wanted to play the Powder Puffs Orchestra anyway, and maybe a couple of weeks down the road here, I'll get the album in here, pick a different song. But I thought it's kind of fun. And you can look it up. I think it's online. I think I did find a picture of the album. And it is. It's an all-girl polka band. Here's the Powder Puffs Orchestra and the Painter's Song.
Oh la 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 la, oh la 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 la, oh la 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 la. When he comes over, he says, "Move over." His hands are roaming, roaming all over. Oh la 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 la, oh la 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 la, oh la 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 la. Sitting on top of the shelf, I get no painting, only something else. Oh la 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 la, oh la 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 la, oh la 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 la. We'll be right back.
Sugar Puffs Orchestra. There's the Painter's Song here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. There's one of a few that I know of, all-girl polka bands. Keep your ears open because they're out there, and it's good stuff. So there you go. On the way, we have the Johnny's Knockin' Polka right around the corner. Want to talk to you once again about A World of Accordions Museum, located on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to stop by when you have an opportunity to do that. Over 1,000 accordions, concertinas, and similar instruments are on display in the museum there. Not to mention that they have a performance hall there. They have a gigantic archive of music, sheet music, and study materials. People come from all over the world to get to, I guess you would call it an archive or a library of information. It's an amazing thing that you need to come check it out. Not only that, they also have the world's only technical college program for accordion and concertina repair. Now, they say that a good accordion or concertina repair technician can easily earn as much money as a doctor. Think about that. And you don't have to deal with all those germs and all that blood and all that icky stuff. So put it on your list of places to visit when you're out and about on your family vacation this year. A World of Accordions Museum. They are in Superior, Wisconsin Street. They're on Belknap Street there. Check it out. Give them a call. Look them up online. Probably the easiest thing to do. Museum.accordionworld.org. The phone numbers are there. The email address, contact information, a lot of pictures. Check it out. It's hard to say because the name is A World of Accordions Museum. So when I'm saying it, I have to leave out the because I can't say go to the A World of Accordions Museum. It's kind of weird, but anyway, it's a beautiful building, beautiful facility, and you need to check it out. So look it up online, museum.accordionworld.org. All right, I promised you the Johnny's Knocking Polka. Here is the Wesley Ludwig Orchestra.
W okieneczko puka Jasiu drzwi. Puka Jasiu w okieneczko, puka Jasiu drzwi. Moja miła najmilejsza, proszę otwórz drzwi. Moja miła najmilejsza, proszę otwórz drzwi. Otwórz miła, nie bądź taka, mam coś dla ciebie. Otwórz miła, nie bądź taka, mam coś dla ciebie. Piękny światły pieśnioneczek, ożenimy się. Piękny światły pieśnioneczek, ożenimy się. For you. Sparkling ring.
Knockin' Polka. There's Wesley Ludwick and his orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. That record comes to us all the way from Holyoke, Massachusetts, which isn't that far if you're in Massachusetts. But if you're like us, sitting here in northern Minnesota, that record's got a few miles on it, you know? All right, let's just march on here. They sang la-di-da in that song. I heard the phrase la-di-da-di-da. I heard it in the song. And here is La-di-da by Marshall Lukowski on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Hey!
I'll admit it, I was as surprised as you were. I totally forgot about that little voice at the end of the record there. I love it. Marshall Lukowski there, and la-di-da here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and to think that while that record was playing, I was looking at another record that I have no recollection of. It would be a B-side of one I normally would play, and I read it, and I thought, you know, I don't know what I would be getting into with this one. Maybe we'll save it for next week and have time to audition it, and while I'm analyzing that record thinking it might be a little too weird, all of a sudden a little cartoon voice comes on in that one. You just never know what's going to happen, and I think it's time for a waltz. We already kind of had one with when Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and Katrina was a bit of a waltz too with Thumpa Town's Finest back earlier in the show, but here's Uncle Mike's waltz. Here are the New Yorkers.
Z Krakowa jadą dziewczyny, z Krakowa jadą dziewczyny, dziewczyny. Ja jej się kłaniam i proszę, i proszę. Ja jej się kłaniam i proszę. Dziewczyna droga, bądź moja. Dziewczyna droga, bądź moja, bądź moja. Puszczę mi koło ja do sada, puše mi ko, ja do sada.
Uncle Mike's Waltz and the New Yorkers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And while we were sitting here listening to that waltz, I pulled out this other record that I was talking about, and I thought, why not? Let's live on the edge. Let's play it, shall we? Have Bernie Gordish and his TikTok orchestra, and the record is called Peace Chant. Right away, I'm thinking, you know, some kind of old war protest song or something. I don't know. But I notice it does say that there's a polka right here on the record. So I say we give it a try. I mean, what's the point if you're not living on the edge once in a while? Bernie Gordish, his TikTok orchestra. Here's the Peace Chant Polka.
Thank you.
am so glad that we played that record, because that is not at all what I was expecting, and I do not remember that record at all, because normally I play the Red, White, and Blue on the other side. It's almost the Hawaiian War chant, isn't it? I mean, I have no idea what they were saying, if they were saying anything, but what a totally fun record that was. Bernie Gordish and his TikTok Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and we're getting down toward the end of the show once again. How time just sails by when we're doing this, but I'm pretty sure we can get another tune in here. And this is one of those it's songs with a great title that I always expect would have a great lyric to it, and it says it's an instrumental here. Casey Sawirski, and I Love a Musician. Casey Sawirski there, and I Love a Musician here on Tim Zumpa Hour, and I do believe that that's going to wrap up another show, believe it or not, possibly one of the weirdest shows musically that we have had in quite some time. But doesn't that just make you want to come back again next week and see what the heck is he going to find in the record boxes next, huh? Because we will be back next week, and we'll do this all over again.
Getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by A World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back to do it again next week. And in the meantime, stay happy, everybody!